Look, if you're still buying weed from some guy named Trevor in a parking lot, you're doing it wrong. Mood.com delivers legal THC products straight to your door. Gummies, vapes, flower, the good stuff. No sketchy DMs, no med card. Just add to cart, check out, and boom, it's at your doorstep. It's legal in all 50 states thanks to the Farm Bill, and Mood's products actually work. Seriously, this isn't gas station garbage. It's small batch, lab tested, real results. Go to mood.com, use code FIRST20 for 20% off, and never run dry again. That's mood.com. Go get lit, legally.
Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're crushing morning miles or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.
In today's episode, we discuss the drama of the animal kingdom. Cheating penguins, cats eating human corpses, snakes chasing masked dom top iguanas, stinky nuts, and how straight sex is like bestiality with a B. Stick around, subscribe on iTunes, and live tweet as you listen with hashtag Psychobabble. Hi everyone, my name is Tyler Oakley, and you are listening to Psychobabble, an unfiltered half hour of gossip sessions, pop culture scrutiny, and stories I've never told in videos. It's not just crazy talk, it's Psychobabble. Hey everyone! Hi Corey!
Hi, I'm here.
Happy day.
Happy, I like that better than good morning.
Good morning.
No.
Good
happy,
evening.
Happy day.
Yeah.
Happy day. What if it was like a rappy day and then you like rapped? Or a cappy day and then you were like a captain and you like...
Good day. And you, oh, like, and I thought you were saying you have a cap on.
And you misdebugged your hat all day.
Oh, who was I just telling about that story to? Did we ever... Have we ever told that story anywhere ever in
Mr.
our lives?
Mr. Bug?
Yeah. Did we ever talk about Mr. Bug?
It's not an appropriate story to tell.
What's there to not... Oh. Well, I could just skim the story.
You go.
So there
I invented Mr. Bug.
I don't know. Mr. Bug invented himself.
Oh, I think the... I mean, I guess we could tell the, like, appropriate part of the story. It was just, like, what would
well,
you call...
Well, now you're making it seem like it was, like, inappropriate. Like, nothing
what,
inappropriate.
What do you... What do you call a male ladybug?
And so there we were.
Mr. Bug.
We were having a long conversation with some friends.
A deep, intense conversation about ladybugs.
And we realized ladybug is so gendering.
Yeah. And those poor male ladybugs.
Why they gotta be poor? I think poor might be classist.
Well, I meant like poor, unfortunate soul, not
right.
Like
still classist.
Not like rich uncle money bags.
That's like saying those queer ladybugs. It still has a connotation.
I'm sure there are.
Do you think are there? You know how there's like fuck tons of different species that are gay.
Yes.
I think all maybe. Everybody's gay.
Now you're talking about animals, and I just keep thinking about, did you see the iguanas?
Or the iguana with the snakes?
The iguanas with the snakes.
Oh, my God. So.
That was heart.
My heart was racing.
Racing.
How'd they get that footage? I need to know.
Drones.
Drones.
Yeah. Just little spooky drones.
So if you haven't seen it, there's an iguana or lizard or something.
Who's on planet Earth.
Running from snakes.
So many snakes.
So many snakes chasing
They were just coming out of slither. Everywhere.
Everywhere.
Should we spoil it?
Well, no. You have to search it for yourself. Find out what happens to the iguana. Does he live? Does he die?
It was like I was on the edge of my seat.
I will say, yeah. I was shocked and appalled. But also... my friend retweeted it and said, when a masked dom top walks into the bar.
And all the snakes are gay.
And all the snakes are the twink bottoms slithering their way toward the masked dom
that
top.
That does happen to me when I walk into a bar.
And you're like.
I'm the masked dom top. Not, I'm the iguana, not the snakes. So then Mr. Bug.
No. No. And then did you see the penguin video?
No.
Wait, you really didn't?
Was it also Planet Earth?
It was like some type of Planet Earth moment, Animal Planet moment. There's a penguin. He gets back to his like little cave nook.
Mm-hmm. And he finds... a male penguin? Do you know this for sure?
Yes, we do know this. Because he gets back and finds his partner, who he's been with for years.
Cheating on him.
With another male penguin.
No. How'd they get this footage?
I don't know, but it is the most... I had to like shield my eyes. It gets so graphic. the male penguins start to, like, brutally fight. And male penguins, or all penguins, really, have these fins. And because they don't fly, the fins are filled to the brim with bone.
Okay.
So they're flapping 6 flaps per second. I don't know how I remember these facts.
Penguins' arms can move that fast?
It was like a propeller wheel.
They were like a top spinning and like the arms being like,
yes, hitting each other.
Were they going in with the beak to like stab?
There's blood flying everywhere. And they're beaking each other's eyes out and both of them go blind.
No.
And at the end of it, well, I won't tell you who the girl ends up with.
I hope another woman, to be quite
nasty,
honest.
Put some clothes on.
To be TBQH. Did you see the video?
Drama.
Did you see the video of the sloth, like, trying to find love?
No.
And then he finds out that the other sloth already has a mate?
No.
Well, it's sad.
Well, why we gotta be polygamous, monogamous? Why are sloths monogamous?
I don't know their business. I'm not part sloth.
Are you monogamous?
I'm single right now, so I guess, like, what do you mean?
Like, do you want to be monogamous?
I don't know. That's not the type of question I was prepared to answer.
Do you want to slither after an iguana?
I don't know. I want to just find love in all the right places with a tall, bearded, handsome man who's hairy in all the right places.
Keep putting it out there, Jesus Christ. If you came home to your lady penguin,
oh my God,
would you pluck a penguin's eyes out? What would you do if you really got home and you found your man in bed with another man and you were not happy about it?
How long am I, like, married to this man?
Those penguins were together for, I think, 17 years. Or months.
Which is it? 17 months or 17 years?
Minutes. I don't know. They were together. They were established
as
together.
You give me a little more context to it and then I'll tell you.
You are in a relationship. Yeah. You're deep in the relationship.
How long have we been dating?
You're committed.
Do we live together?
Yeah, in that little cavern, nut.
And we're not open?
No.
Okay. I mean, I wouldn't gouge anyone's eyes out.
What would you do?
I'd probably be like, I'd like cackle and then like pour bleach on things. And then like,
oh my God.
I would set fire
to
the bed.
Oh.
I would.
You know what Set Fire to the Rain is about?
I don't know, but I just didn't like when that song came out and everyone was like, Adele, that's a gay anthem. And I'm like, why is it gay? Show me the two men.
I don't know.
Show me the two women.
Apparently it's about when you're furious and sad and you're crying.
You're mad and sad.
Yeah, you're crying.
Just
but
mad.
You're like so that you're like, you feel like your cheeks are like, you're
you
like
set
hot
fire to
in the
rain.
Rain.
Oh, you're so, well, why do you have to be sad? Sometimes you're so angry you cry.
Sure, yeah, you're just feeling emotions and you're crying
you
and you just feel like infuriated. And so like the tears are pouring down your face, but you're like so hot because you're fired up.
I'm burning up, like by Jesse J.
Yeah.
Okay. I think, yeah, I would set fire to his bed sheets.
I just want to know how you would handle it, for real, real.
I don't think I'm a very, like...
confrontational. I think you would... Here's what I think you would do. You'd walk in, see it, and do this face that you do, and go... Yep. Okay. And then you turn around and walk away.
That's probably
you
what
would
not
happen. Say anything.
That's probably what would happen. You know, Sarah Bareilles, not to bring her into this, has a great song about her catching her boyfriend sleeping with another woman. And she's like standing outside the door and they don't know that she's like standing there and she like catches them. It's great. Sarah's been through it all.
Sarah's got everything.
Yeah, she really
does. You didn't reply to the text I sent you last night about
Sarah.
So
you know
Bareilles.
What I did?
What?
When you sent me that text, it was the meme of Titus from Kimmy Schmidt saying in the words of Sarah Bareilles and then getting cut off. I went and looked up what episode that was from and then
and
I watched,
watched
not that episode, like literally the 1 minute clip and I was going to film it and send it back to you. And I got distracted because sometimes I think I have a short attention span.
What did
span.
You recently send me a clip of? Oh, Sex in the City? Was it?
Yeah.
What was it?
The one of Samantha.
I was going to send you something recently, but then I didn't.
Good story.
I was watching a show, but I didn't want to get my phone. And blah, blah, blah.
No, I said all weekend. I was like
Sex in the City. Anyway,
I was with a bunch of people all weekend who were very into like Harry Potter stuff. And they all kept being like, what house are you? And I'd be like, I'm Samantha. And they all didn't think I was funny.
Would you? You are not a Samantha, though. I think you wish you were. I think every gay wishes they were a Samantha.
I think I'm a little like. I do think I watched, now that I sent you that Samantha Sex in the City clip, I get a lot of like YouTube suggestion videos of like Sex in the City compilations.
Love it.
And I saw one, there was like Miranda, like sassy Miranda, sarcastic Miranda.
That's the last
one.
Video I would ever click.
So I clicked it, and she had some like good one-liners. So I was like, maybe I'm like a Samantha mixed with a Miranda.
Nobody wants to be Miranda.
I disagree. Like, I think it would be.
Actually, you know what?
People
Miranda's
don't want to be
her career in order.
People don't want to be Miranda because she's a ginger, and they try to shame her for having red hair.
Do you think it goes that deep?
Yeah, I think the number one reason people say that they don't want to be a Miranda is because of the red hair. Like, I don't want to be Charlotte because I think Charlotte's got the worst.
Actually, I think Charlotte is the worst.
Yeah.
She's high strung.
Like, Miranda ate cake out of a garbage can.
Okay,
like,
you got me. You got
like,
me.
Tell me if that ain't me.
Did you see the episode where Miranda,
that ain't me.
She is feeling so empowered. She goes to buy her first home. It's this huge new home.
Miranda does?
Yeah.
Okay.
And the whole process is just kind of like, negative for her. She's going to sign the paperwork and he's like, so you're single and you're buying this alone? And she's like, yep, I am. And he's like, so your dad's putting down the down payment for you?
I know.
And then she moves in, and then the old woman neighbor comes over and she's like, you know, the last woman who lived here died and we didn't find her until like 2 weeks later, and her cat was eating her face. And then spoiler of the episode,
do cats do that, you think?
Yes.
They start with the cheeks because they're tender.
About you being their owner.
A dog would eat you too, so don't act like it's just cats.
A dog? No, it would whimper and cry. Have you not seen dogs at funerals?
Like dog goes to like army vet's funeral.
Are you gonna... Is that in your suggested videos?
I've watched it and I've cried.
I have cried at that. No, and then spoiler, she's eating her chicken. She gets some takeout. First of all, she calls the takeout. And he's like, same as usual. It's just the whole episode is like, oh my God, I'm so single. And then she's like, yep, same as usual. He goes, I know that because you call all the time and it's only just you.
Just an order for one.
Order for one.
That's why when I order Thai food from the place by my apartment, I get
two forks.
No, I get two meals.
Oh.
Fuck two forks. Bitch, I get two meals and then I eat like half and half and then the next day it's like a little lunch.
And then
smart. I'm
Samantha
smart.
Starts choking on her Thai or her Chinese or whatever she gets takeout, and she's like holding her throat, and nobody can help her, and she's making eye contact with her cat, and she's like dying, and her cat's just looking up at her as if like, die bitch, I'll have food in 2 weeks, and then she lives. Well, spoiler, she lives because she's in the movies, so. She survived the episode.
Wow.
Did you ever see the episode where she gets broken up with a post-it?
Carrie?
Yeah.
It's like left on her computer. Yeah. Doesn't like Aiden do that to her?
No.
You know,
Burger.
Oh God. I think I have seen that clip.
It was the writer.
Well, you know who, speaking of post-its, Derek and Meredith got married on a post-it in Grey's Anatomy.
Married on a post-it. They both stood on the post-it.
They wrote their vows on the post-it, and like that was it for them.
What's
and then they framed it and put it in their bedroom.
Post-it promotional scheme.
I was just trying to get in my quota of Grey's Anatomy talks. So I was watching this like compilation of
I'm
not done with Sex and the City.
I want to go back to Grey's Anatomy.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah.
So
oh,
I was reading this article about casting
mm-hmm.
and how they always thought that who's that one little short, she's in charge of all the interns in the first episode?
What's
her name?
Well, Miranda Bailey.
Yes.
Bailey. They call her the Nazi.
You know who was originally
episodes.
Nazi?
Yeah.
I don't think you can do that.
They just referenced it again in a recent episode.
I would say that's minimizing the Holocaust.
Well,
so Grey's
call
Anatomy.
Shonda Rhimes.
I will call Shonda.
Tweet at her.
No, did you know who was originally supposed to be that character?
No.
Who they had in mind for her?
Mm-mm.
Well, I don't remember either. Katie, do you want me to look it up?
Did I tell you that Meredith, Alex, George, Izzy, and Christina spells magic?
You did tell me that.
And you don't love it? So I was watching the Sex and the City like montage clip that my YouTube recommended for me. And I was thinking about how I hate Charlotte because they were all at this lunch place. Where did they always go to lunch? Was it like always the same restaurant? Or was it like...
Yes, it was always the same restaurant.
So it was like very central. It was very central perk of them. Is that what you're saying?
Yes. It was their central perk. Yeah.
Okay. So they're all like sitting at the table and like in their assigned seats or whatever, because they're always sitting in that like white table, like in that white restaurant. And it looks very like supposed New York, and they're lunching. And Charlotte was like talking about how her whatever guy she was seeing couldn't keep it up. And, like, she was so horny, but, like, she couldn't even, mention the word masturbate.
Who couldn't?
Charlotte, because she's too polite and boring. And that's why I'm like, why would anyone think Miranda's the worst when clearly it's Charlotte? And that's how Sue sees it.
Well, I can't find who was originally going to be Miranda Bailey, but apparently Sandra Oh did audition for the role.
Did you know, one of my favorite facts was that, like, Derek, for a long time, was, like, the only character that had been in, like, every single episode. And
Derek.
That... Well, McDreamy.
McDreamy. Derek?
Yeah.
Who am I thinking of?
Derek Shepherd.
McSteamy. Who's that?
McSteamy was...
Hot. Well, are they both dead?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, my God.
Everyone's dead except that dumb woman.
Which one?
The main woman.
Gray?
Mrs. Gray.
Meredith? Our friend Leslie was talking to me the other day about Grays, and she's like 2 seasons behind, and she knows I'm the only one who still watches, and she was like, why is Meredith always the victim? Everything's about Meredith. And I was like, the show's called Grey's Anatomy. Like,
well,
what do
I'm
you
over
mean?
It. What's Patrick Dempsey's name?
McDreamy.
No, real name.
Patrick Dempsey.
No, real name.
Derek,
in the show.
Derek Shepherd?
It should be called Shepherd's Anatomy.
It should be called The Shepherd's Keep.
Shepherd Pie.
You know,
take a slice.
Well, since we're talking about Grays, you know he has a sister on the show who's also like a neurosurgeon, and she is just the worst.
Okay, well, I don't care about that. Didn't she?
Yeah, I don't care about her either.
Remember that episode where she stood
yes,
up at that dinner?
That episode is the one that Ellen Pompeo deserved an
like
Emmy for. And there was like a debacle at the dinner because the nurse...
Ooh, spell debacle. Go.
D-E-B-A-C-L-E. Debacle.
D-E-B-A-C-L-E. Yeah. It's a sudden or ignominious. Whoa. Do you know this word? Here I am learning a new word. I just texted it to you.
Ignominious.
Oh. It's a sudden or ignominious failure. It's a fiasco. Ignominious.
Sometimes you
means
just have to like say
deserving or causing public disgrace or shame.
Sometimes you just have to like act like you know how to say it.
Ignominious.
Word. Like when people say GIF, even though they're wrong.
There I was in Nevada, and I kept overthinking it because you know that Veep episode where they're like Nevada, and they're
oh,
like,
yeah.
Like,
I was
ma'am,
just
it's Nevada.
Thinking. I was that's so weird when I knew you were in Nevada. I was literally thinking of that Veep episode of being like. Is it Nevada or is it Nevada?
It was Nevada. I kept saying Nevada in my Snapchat.
Well, we went like through all these like things of like, do you say this or that over the weekend? And I still like get annoyed when people from Wisconsin are like, I call a drinking fountain a bubbler.
I've never heard that in my
they
fucking
like,
life.
They do in Wisconsin.
Wisconsin's out.
They call
Puerto
it a bubbler
Rico
just for attention.
State?
Yeah.
Are you familiar about that?
Mm.
I saw a headline, but. It didn't quite click.
I was reading. I was like,
why don't we get rid of Wisconsin then? Puerto Rico's in.
I was reading.
Do people not want 51 states because it's a nice even number?
People think there's 52 states.
Who are these people? Wisconsin people?
The same people. I was searching the other day because I read this and then I searched it on Twitter about like people who.
Washington, D.C. is
who
not a state.
Who thought Alaska was an island because of all the like, you know, in high school and like maps
it's
and
like
stuff.
Oh my God.
They like thought no. Alaska was an island and people being like.
They think it's just a clean cut line down the side?
They think it's like that, like Hawaii's an island because it's like that's how we learn it in maps in high school and stuff. And they're like,
dude,
look at this. Alaska's not actually an island.
Well, I knew that Alaska wasn't an island.
Thank God.
Because we're Julie of the Wolves.
Because we're going.
You remember Julie?
Of the Wolves?
Yeah.
Is that like Nell of the Woods?
Apparently, you checked out for that episode because we talked all about Julie of the Wolves. It was my book in sixth grade that
Is
I had to read. And
Julie
was,
or Julia?
It was this little girl. She was raised by wolves. Tweet me, hashtag Julie of the Wolves,
now,
if you remember the Julie
did
that
you,
was raised by wolves.
I read a very good article about them reintroducing wolves to the Yellowstone National Park and how it really changed the ecosystem in about a 5-year period.
Are we concerned about bees? We should be, right?
I'm concerned about that terrible animated bee movie with Jerry Seinfeld as the voice.
People really
of the
like
bee.
It. People like
really?
That movie, I think, on the internet.
I've never seen it.
It's about a woman who leaves her husband for a bee to fuck the bee. Actually, 100%.
No, she
yes,
fucks the bee.
She's in love with
Does
the
it
bee.
Fly into her.
Voiced by Jerry Seinfeld.
Does it fly into her hoo-ha and like sting around?
Yeah.
Is that how straight sex works?
I'm pretty sure. Yeah.
You sting it?
You sting it till you fling it. And that's how Sue bees it.
I don't want to sting it or fling it.
So, bees. Mm-hmm. My brother, Travis.
Yeah.
The ravenous Travis.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm familiar.
Is pretty concerned about honey.
He's worried about the bee epidemic. Is it an epidemic or a pandemic?
I was Googling what's endangered. Everything's fucking endangered. We're fucked. Isn't that crazy?
I mean, I think until...
You know who's really endangered? That cheating penguin. cuckold.
It's not endangered. It's blind.
Are you familiar with the word cuckold?
Yeah.
It's one of my favorite words.
It's when you like...
Oh. Let me explain the word cuckold, because I think it's such a it's such a good word to know and out.
It's the husband of an adulterist.
Yeah. Did you just look it up?
Well, I know. I know a cuckold when I hear one.
So the penguin that came home and found his cheating penguin
yeah.
was the cuckold. Or was cuckolded? It can also be a verb, I think.
I know. I think it's like widower.
Ah. yes.
You use it in a similar context. Widower.
Cuckold.
So how many kids did that penguin have?
No kids. Maybe. I don't know.
You don't even know if it had children?
It really didn't get dive deep.
What did
into
the
that.
Woman penguin do while the men were fighting?
Whimpered.
No.
I need you to watch.
Who is she rooting for?
I don't know. Well, you'll have to watch what happens at the very end. Who the woman goes home with.
Does one end up as a corpse?
It's very sad. There's blood everywhere and they're both like...
Who's filming this and why didn't they intervene?
That's what I'm saying. Do you think the penguins filmed the iguana and snakes and the snakes and the iguana filmed the penguin? It was kind of a trade-off.
I mean, it wasn't that
long
ago.
Where did the bees come into this?
I mean, it wasn't that long ago we were all living in the jungle.
You're telling me. Oh, my God. Gaga, that's what we really need to talk about.
Yeah. And her bee performance.
Her?
Do you think she would voice a bee in Bees 2?
I don't think they're doing a Bees 2. Did you ever see Ants with a Z?
Yeah, of course. Okay, it's cool. No Bug's Life.
They came out the same minute.
Well, yeah, that's how they do. Unless it's Angry That's Birds and they like, came out 15 years later than it was like on brand.
Oof, drag a bitch. Well, no, I mean, that's like when Work From Home and Work both came out in the same minute.
Well, we saw who won that battle.
Who?
Rihanna. The song was number one for like 9 weeks.
Oh, I was going to say Work From Home did because I just heard it on the radio. I accidentally turned on the radio this morning. Carson Daly. I was just like.
What was he doing? What was he up to?
Talking about this, talking about that.
Wow. Carson had all the news.
All I wanted was the real time because you know my
You think
clock
like
in my
every
car.
Minute on the radio they're like, and we'll be back at 9:15.
No. They're like, it's 8:23 in the morning. You are listening to 2106.2.
But I'm pretty sure your car has been off an hour for the last 6 months, so I think it's back on normal time.
It's off hours some
multiple hours
when it's during daylight something. And then also it's off by some minutes, give or take.
But I thought your clock was always an hour ahead, so now I think we fell back and you're on time
now.
Well,
as of this minute, my car is 12 minutes ahead.
That sounds like you.
And usually it's an hour and 12 minutes
ahead. I hate people who set their clocks ahead intentionally.
I didn't intentionally do that.
I feel like your dad does that.
Ken, yes.
Yes, literally Ken sets the clocks 15 minutes ahead.
He's got his watch set a different time ahead. He's got his car set a different time ahead.
I literally felt like I knew that about Ken deep down.
You know, he's the king of Post-its. He's got Post-its all over his car.
Oh, my dad does too. He puts notes in his shoes to like, he puts a little.
For the bees?
Yeah. No, like when we used
to
work.
Do the notes say, keep out, bees?
When my dad had his butcher shop, he would wear normal shoes to work and then
you really got all your talking points in this episode.
And then you.
Grays and the butcher shop.
And I did make a Sarah Bareilles reference as well, so you're welcome. He would show up to work in your like normal tennis shoes and then you change into your butcher shoes because you don't want to get blood on your good tennies. So you have like. to put on your meat market shoes. And so then he would leave his good shoes kind of by like the locker, like changing area. And then he would put a little note in it. He would show up to work. And then when he was at work, if he'd think of something like, oh, return those DVDs to Blockbuster, he would put a note in his clean shoes.
It would be VHS at the time.
Well, no, John had some DVDs.
You know, in my first home, we were
How many homes have you had?
We moved every year. That was my parents' thing. I hated it. But in our first home, that was like the home, like my childhood home, I would call it.
Which one were you taken home to from the hospital?
Oh, Franklin Street.
How long were you there?
I don't know. I never saw it. Never remembered it.
You have no memories of Franklin memories. Street?
And then a toddler life was Blue Lane.
I remember this because you're like, yep. Snuffleupagus Blue Lane is your porn name.
Yes.
Snuffy Blue Lane.
And then we lived on Paddock Lane. And Paddock Lane was the one that had pillars in the front yard.
But Paddock's like Okemos, right?
No, this was still in Jackson. And it was right outside of Jackson. It was like in the woods.
I'm like, where's Paddock in Jackson? I don't even know that.
We had pillars in the front lawn that were white.
Wow.
It was very
ritzy.
Regal. And my mom would wrap red ribbons and make candy canes.
For the troops.
Super cute. No. No, fuck. No. We love the troops, but no. This was
but
for
Jackie
candy
But Jackie was
canes.
No yellow ribbons.
No, no, no. But at that house, we were plagued by chestnuts or...
Are those ones that like stink, but there's a nut in the middle?
It was not chestnut. It was like...
Walnuts.
Walnuts, maybe?
Yeah.
Or something. They were stinky, stinky
we
nuts.
We saw those in Michigan. They would, like, the nuts, like, in the middle of that, like, rotting
They were, like,
fruit
green and they
thing.
Stinky.
Yeah.
They were pungent.
Yeah. We had those. There was a tree of that at my middle school, and, like, all the kids would, like, pick it up and throw it at each other.
Right. Well, all
kids
of us kids, because my parents treated us like their...
Second class citizens.
Careful with what word.
That's what I was gonna say.
Yeah, slither, just like an slithery snake toward an iguana. So we had gloves that we were supposed to use.
Your walnut getting gloves.
Yes, for our walnut getting gloves. But I was always terrified that there would be spiders in them, like a post-it for your dad's shoe.
This is where you went.
This
with
is where
this,
I got
right?
from that.
What
so
do,
I
what
never
do your
used
dad's
them.
Post-it say?
Like. Pick up the
hug your
walnuts.
Hug your babies today.
So I wouldn't wear the gloves. I would take those baggies that I think are now extinct, the ones that fold over for your sandwiches.
Oh, I loved those.
They really got rid of those. Now it's just
I mean,
ups.
I didn't. I felt like I don't know why I thought this, but I was like a kid. I felt like those bags were for like. The poor people and the like
yes.
rich kids
yes.
had the Ziploc bags.
Because we had the poor
we
people
had the foldovers.
Baggies. Yes, we had
but
the foldovers.
Like, your PB&J sandwich fits so perfectly in that foldover
it
bag.
It did fold over just right. But if you squish even just a little, the juices can come right out.
Pop out the top.
And come out the pop out the top.
I mean, they were better for like a ham and cheese as long as it was a high quality
They were
ham.
Best for picking up walnuts because a zip would really irritate the wrist.
So, would you
see what I'm saying?
You guys like invented the bags for picking up dog poop, essentially.
Essentially. And it was not dog poop.
Bags.
It was essentially tree
poop. Yeah. Well, my dad had at work, he'd put notes in his shoes, but then he also had like 9 different little alarm clocks. I'm not even kidding you. That he would like set for different things and he'd put a note on like each one so that when the alarm
like
went off.
Time master.
A time he would walk over and have to read the note that was on there. I guess I don't know where I got
that was the original Siri, remind me
right.
to.
I don't know. I guess I don't know where I got my impeccable memory from because apparently my dad can't remember shit.
Well. I think I would benefit from Post-its, but I just don't even do that. So I just don't remember anything. I think thoughtless life is freer.
Maybe you should put Post-its on your cupboards that say, like,
close me. No. Oh, my God. Stay
or,
a
like,
flywheel.
Post-its in your shoes that are like, don't put me right in front of the door so my guests trip when I walk in.
Are you concerned about that? Do people trip?
Yeah. People, like, break their necks at your house.
Okay. Well, here's what I will say.
Please
to close
me.
This out.
Yeah.
There I was at Flywheel, and I left my cupboard open, and a guy that worked there glared at me and walked over
you
and closed
You have a cupboard
it.
At Flywheel?
Well, yeah, it's to put my keys and my wallet and my shoes.
You left your own locker open at Flywheel?
It's not so much – it's not even a locker. It's just like a little tiny little – everyone leaves it open. And then he walked over and glared at me and looked at me while he was closing it. I was like, well,
if
fucking
that ain't
noted,
me.
It was you. So
– well – And that's how Sue sees it.
And that's how Sue sees it. If you guys are a cuckold or want to save the bees.
Actually, I was going to say they should.
Leave a review.
They like we talked a lot about animal videos. They should send us like some of their fave animal videos.
I would love that. Yeah.
Like, I love that.
Did you see the one of the monkey getting surprised by a magic trick?
No, but I saw one the other day of a cat watching a scary movie. And its eyes got big, big,
big. Did you see the cat watching the World Series?
No.
Trying to catch the ball.
Oh, is it a Cubs fan? Guess we'll have to call the cat.
I was covering Snoop.
Okay, good.
Have you seen the Snoop Martha Stewart show?
No, but I saw a preview for it that was actually, I laughed at the preview. It was not a preview. It was like a commercial for it, like an ad. And I laughed at the ad. So I thought maybe I would like that show.
Well, I tried to record it on my TV, but I couldn't figure out.
It was very like Martha being like making drinks. And she was like, just a touch of vodka. And then like cuts to her dumping like a handle of vodka in the shaker.
That's already a meme. She wishes.
Well, it's funnier when it's Martha. So are they using a hashtag to send us these like animal videos?
Hashtag bees and...
Hashtag this video is the bee's knees.
Oh, yep. Hashtag this video is the bee's knees. Send it to us.
Yeah.
Good luck with your lives.
And don't forget that there's a K in the word knees.
Oh, God. Also, if you want to find some funny clips, use the hashtag. And maybe meet other cycle babies. I think that would be cute.
And, like, exchange your videos, but tag us because it's most important that you make me happy by sending me a video of an animal.
Okie dokie, Corey. Where can people find you?
Oh, my God. We haven't done this in a while.
I know.
I'm on Twitter and Instagram. Maybe that's why I've been stuck at, like, 170,000 Twitter followers for so long.
How do you spell Corey Cool?
K-O-R-E-Y-K-U-H.
And I'm Tyler Oakley everywhere, T-Y-L-E-R-O-A-K-L-E-Y. Thank you for listening and leave us a review on iTunes. We love you forever and good luck with your lives. Bye.
Bye.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.